And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and Dave Lewis producing things for us on the other side. We've got a nice show here for you today. We're going to talk a lot about food here, at least at the beginning. We've got from the Manhattan Boy Scouts, Scoutmaster Michael Kerr joining us here from Boy Scout Troop 74. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We understand you have an event coming up tomorrow, a pancake feed happening.
Yes, this is one of our two pancake feeds that we do every year. This is our fall pancake feed. We're at the First Presbyterian Church. We start at 7 a.m. and we go to 7 p.m. We have pancakes, sausage, coffee, orange drink, and lots of fun and fellowship.
All right, yeah. This is one of the longer pancake feeds that I remember here because, you know, you 12 hours. Usually they go in the mornings, but this is an all-day thing.
Yeah, we do all day. We have enough help with the scouts that we can go all day, and most of the work is set up and tear down, so it doesn't hurt us to be a couple extra hours in the afternoon, and we get some people in. So.
All right, and it's a great time for it because, of course, K-State's on the road. There's no excuse not to get out and be distracted because K-State is on the road to Texas, but I remember this is one of the first things I covered last year. Went out and had a good meal, excellent pancakes, and the sausage is just fantastic.
Yeah, we have a former parent, Mr. John Wolf, that works up at K-State in the meat department. He gets our sausage for us every year. I think it's a special recipe that he works on for us. And we have a lot of people say that sausage is the best sausage in town. We think sausage and pancakes both are the best in town, but yeah. Sausage is really good.
Yeah. Well, how do people get their tickets? Can they do it ahead of time? I know it's tomorrow, but...
Yeah, so any of our scouts are selling tickets. They've been out for the past month selling tickets. You could also pay at the door. It's $5 either way. If you buy from a scout or if you buy at the door, show up at the door. We're happy to sell you a ticket at the door.
Okay, great. And this is a fundraiser here, one of two fundraisers, as you mentioned. What does the money go to support?
So we use it to support our annual budget, our programming, the activities that we do with our scouts. It helps us maintain and keep fuel in our buses. We also provide some of the money for the scouts to use to pay the entry fees for some of the events that they go to, summer camp, if they go on a high adventure. They can buy gear with it, scouting gear, backpacks, boots, scout shirts. Any of the campouts that require an entry fee, the scouts can use that money to help pay for that.
Okay, great. And so, you mentioned it's First Presbyterian Church, 8th and Leavenworth. Have they been a pretty good partner here for you guys?
Yeah, we've been chartered by the church for our entire existence, which is close to 90 years now, maybe closer to 100. I'm not sure the exact date when our troop started. But they've been our partner all along and help us out. We meet there every week in their space. They provide that space for us. They provide parking spaces for our buses. And then they let us use the Presby place for the pancake feed twice a year.
Fantastic. And you get a lot of the boys come out there, and then they each have their own role. I remember last year they're all serving. Some of them are bussing tables.
Yeah, our scouts help. They do the serving. They do the bussing the tables. Our scout masters kind of take care of keeping the coffee warm and ready for everybody. And then our parents work in the kitchen. Cooking the pancakes, frying the sausage, and getting the orange drink ready. And we've done it enough times. It's kind of a well-oiled machine as long as we don't try and do something new with it. So,
all right. Again, we're speaking with Michael Kerr here, Scoutmaster Boy Scout Troop 74. They got their big pancake feed coming up 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow at the First Presbyterian Church. If people maybe they want to take it to go, can they do that?
Absolutely. We do to-go boxes. Just let us know as you come through the line or if you come in the door and you want a to-go box, we can put them in a to-go box and send them out.
All right.
We even have some of our scouts that work with some of the local businesses and do deliveries even. If you'll contact them ahead of time, some of the car dealerships in town and some of the doctor's offices in place will say, hey, give me 10 of them to go and bring them in for their employees. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. So, and really, honestly, to put something like this on a community event, it takes a lot of help from different people donating to you and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have a couple donations. I think John provides our sausage. The church provides us with a space, and a couple other people make some donations for us. And then a lot of the parents. Our parents are really the driver behind this. We have a couple that help us plan it through the year, a couple that help with advertising, and then the day of. So.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Boy Scouts is such a neat organization here for kids. We were talking ahead of the show of just when they can sign up. And maybe you talk a little bit about that and also why Boy Scouts is such a good organization for young kids.
So the Boy Scout level, fifth grade through senior in high school, probably 80% of our scouts are just continuing on from Cub Scouts, which is the kindergarten through fifth grade. They normally transition over in February for us. But if a boy or a girl actually now has not been in scouting before and they're of that age group, they can participate, join the troop at any point in time during the year. Just contact the troop that they're interested in, and they will be more than happy to get them started and get them on their way to Boy Scouting. You know, we like Boy Scouting because it provides the scouts with an activity. It provides them with fellowship and fun, a lot of learning, primarily done through camping, through the outdoors, but not always. Our merit badge program is 136 merit badges now. I'm probably wrong on that, plus or minus one or two. Teaches them about anything from citizenship to cooking to first aid to a lot of life skills. Radio is in there, movie making, art, reading. So introduces them to a lot of activities and items that they can do for hobbies for life or careers. So.
Fantastic. Well, my girls and Girl Scouts, so I know it's a similar organization, and they all have a lot of fun doing that. Well, it's a great event here that they're putting on tomorrow, and again, really cost-friendly. You mentioned, what, $5?
Yeah, it's $5 for adults, and then we have a $2 ticket for children 6 and under. So, yeah, and it's all you can eat, pancakes, coffee, orange drink. So, yeah, you can come in, have a cheap breakfast, come in, have a good lunch, and come back for dinner if you want. We don't mind if you come in three times.
Yeah, absolutely. And will you have a place maybe if people also want to give extra? Maybe
yeah,
tips?
There's usually a donation jar at the front table that they can chip in a little extra if they want to. So
fantastic. Well, those boys will be working hard tomorrow, so be sure to tip them and make it worth their while here tomorrow. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is the pancake feed. Anything else we should know?
No, I think that's it. Just come on down. Enjoy it. And thanks for our time here on K-Man.
Oh, you bet. We're glad to do that, and we hope everybody goes and gets full on pancakes tomorrow. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, Michael Kerr, Scoutmaster with Boy Scout Troop 74 here in Manhattan. Stay tuned. More in Focus coming up next on News Radio KMAN.